West Midlands Ambulance Service was called to Alton Towers Resort in Staffordshire just after 2 o'clock. Reports of two carriages on a ride colliding and 16 patients, including 4 seriously ill patients, have been treated at the scene by medics.
Okay, and we've heard from some eyewitnesses who say there was helicopters, it sounded like a car crash, it all sounded very dramatic. How bad were things?
It's a very serious incident. We've got a number of resources at the scene, including a couple of helicopters and doctors, ambulances and specialist teams. We're currently dealing with a very difficult structure in which we have to get the 16 patients off the structure. We're working with the fire service and the Alton Towers rescue team to make sure we bring those patients to safety and also treat them before onward going to hospital. And as I say, at the moment we're looking at 16 patients, 4 of which are seriously injured.
Okay, so how many are still on the ride then?
It's a bit unsure at the moment. We're working with our colleagues to free those patients in the cars and we're bringing them to safety. So at this moment in time, the incident is ongoing. And as I say, we're looking at 16 patients at the moment, 4 of which are seriously injured.
Okay, so it's fair to say that happened about 2:10. It's gone 4:15 now. They've been stuck on the ride for 2 hours.
Well, it's a very difficult structure to get access to and get access to the patients. And we've had to, or the authorities have been building a structure alongside it to bring the patients down. And that's taking a long time to do, but we're monitoring the situation. We've got all the doctors there and medics available to treat patients. And we're working to deal with 16 patients, 4 of which are extremely serious patients at this moment in time.
And of those serious patients, life-threatening injuries, do we know?
Well, they've got leg injuries, serious leg injuries. We understand they are teenagers, 2 of which are women, 2 are men, and they are suffering serious leg injuries. And as I say, we're treating those at the scene at this present time.